We turn to Scripture, and we have just one reading this morning. It's the account, Matthew's account of the birth of Jesus, Matthew chapter 1, beginning at verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Ending here, we thank and praise God for his word to us. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. It will soon be time for New Year resolutions. Do you still make them? Do I still make them? Have we ever kept them? Here are some failed New Year resolutions. 2017. I will get my weight down to less than 12 stone this year. 2018. I will get my weight down to less than 13 stone this year. 2019. I will have a realistic attitude to my weight and what I eat this year. 2020. I will work out, or at least have a walk, 3 days a week this year. 2021. I will try to drive past the park at least once a week this year. And 2022, a lot of our resolutions are about food, about diets, about lifestyle. And the theme that I have for our thoughts this morning is the Great British Fake Off. Television in 2021 and over the years has brought us many different programs on food or cookery or baking or menus, and one of the favourites for Heather, my better three quarters, was The Great British Bake Off with that sainted Lady Mary Berry. Heather liked baking, and I usually got to sample the results early on, so I liked her baking too. And some people, it must be said, have rediscovered their skill at baking or cookery during lockdown with more time at home due to the regulations and precautions of COVID. Someone we know tells us a story which goes like this. My friend Fiona belongs to a ladies' group at her church, a group which rallies round with enthusiasm whenever there is supper to be made or tea provided or funds to be raised. Each year in early December, Margaret, the formidable chairperson of the group, provides the instructions and they organise a Christmas cake sale to raise money for hampers which the church donates to people in the community who are struggling to put food on the table at Christmas. As much as Fiona enjoys making cakes, last year she was working long and demanding hours at her office, and on the Friday night before the cake sale the following morning, she came home absolutely exhausted. The last thing she felt like doing was baking a cake. All the same, she knuckled down to the job, although her heart plainly wasn't in it, because when the cake emerged from the oven, it certainly wasn't the golden brown, beautifully domed masterpiece she usually came up with. In fact, quite the opposite. It sagged completely in the middle, and it looked awful. Always resourceful, after a moment's thought, Fiona turned the cake over, dug out the mix in the middle, stuffed the cavity with rolled up kitchen paper, turned the whole thing upright again, and iced it beautifully. Then, as she drove down to a church to drop her cake off in the porch ready for the morning, she called into her daughter's house on the way to show her what she'd done before making a heartfelt plea to her daughter. "Please," she said, "please would you make sure you are first in line when the door of the church hall opens at 10 tomorrow morning. Find this cake and buy it before anybody else realizes what I've done." Now, what is about to happen? Any ideas? Well, at 10:05 the next morning, her daughter rang her. "I couldn't find the cake anywhere," she said anxiously. "I was definitely the first one through the door when the seal opened, but it must have been snapped up immediately before I spotted it." In the end, Fiona realized she couldn't do a thing about it. So she just had to hope that whoever bought the cake had no way of identifying her as the cook. It was traditional during that first weekend of December for the ladies' group to gather at the formidable Margaret's house for Sunday afternoon tea as a prelude to the Christmas season. None of the ladies ever missed it. With Margaret in charge, nobody dared miss it. It was the usual decorous affair as the ladies sat around chatting, sipping tea, munching tiny sandwiches and sweet treats. But Fiona had no sooner walked in than her attention was drawn to the magnificent spread that had been provided. And as she looked, she gasped in horror. There, in pride of place, right in the middle of the table, was her cake. Now, I could stop here and ask you, well, what would you do? What did Fiona do? Well, let me continue. As her knees buckled beneath her, she managed to sink onto a chair at the side of the room while she desperately wondered what she would do. She would have to own up, of course. She couldn't possibly allow Margaret to face the embarrassment of cutting the cake in public. That would be unthinkable. Full of apprehension at the prospect of confessing, she slowly got to her feet, planning to move quietly around to where Margaret was standing alongside the table. But at just that moment, a lady from the other side of the room called across, "Margaret, this buffet is absolutely wonderful, and that cake, it is beautiful." "Thank you," said Margaret, smugly, accepting the compliment. "I made it myself." Fiona thought, there is a God. As she quietly slid back into her seat. And that surely is what the mystery, the message of Christmas, is all about. Fiona, feeling guilty, wonders how she will own up to her mistake, her deception. Margaret, deceiving the group by claiming the gorgeous cake was her own before the proof of the pudding would be discovered in the eating. That is what we, you and I, bring to the table at Christmas. Our guilt, our deception, our sinful nature. But God is not some stern, fearsome, unapproachable tyrant of whom we always should be afraid, unless, of course, we continue to do wrong and spurn his offer of love and forgiveness. No, God is a forgiving, all-seeing, gracious benefactor. factor, who sees our failings, who sees our deficiencies, who sees our wrongs, who rescues us by taking the mess we make in life, who makes our mistakes his own, who takes our sins from us and places them on his Son, Jesus, the child in the manger who came to be the Savior of the world. And that is the real message of Christmas. And everything else is only tinsel. Our reading in Matthew reminds us that even Joseph and Mary, all of us, need to see that this is the truth. This is no fake story. I sometimes think that Joseph is one of the overlooked heroes of the Bible. This man who was in love with this girl, and then he discovers she's pregnant. What would he do? What about the disgrace? What about his business, his livelihood? What about the scandal? But he follows God's leading when God speaks to him and tells him that this is a special baby, that he should not be afraid to take Mary as his wife. He obeys. And that is what the message of Christmas is about. It's about our obedience to God as well. The child in the manger who came to be the Savior of the world, that is the real, real message of Christmas. And everything else, as I say, is only tinsel. Let us pray. Loving Father God, we thank you for this true, universal adventure, sacrificial story that Jesus came into the world to save sinners, us. And we can make the story personal, and that's what you want us to do this Christmas, all the time. In Jesus' name, amen.